Father, we just love you so much. And Jesus, this morning as I saw the vision, angels ready to usher you in, opening a stairway from heaven right down to us. Clouds, just as we worship you and seek you, clouds just billowing slowly down those stairs. And when that whole staircase is covered, and we've laid out the welcome mat, through our desire for you, you come and reveal your presence. We want to usher you in. We want to offer you our love. We hunger for your presence. Oh, God, we hunger for your presence. Oh, Lord, nothing we can do or say can touch deep inside of people. Only you can do that. Only you can transform us, heal us, deliver us. Your goodness grants us repentance. We just want you, Lord. Lord, as we go through this review of the last 2 years, I ask you to quicken again, breathe again into these things you've said to us here. Revive our faith in the words you've spoken, the things you've brought us through, and the preparation for things you're going to take us through this year. We need to be ready. Wake up our faith. Wake up our desire to be a part of what you're doing, to be in oneness with you. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Finally, I'm going to bring you the review. Very late. I never brought it last year, so you never got the review of 2012. And now we have 12 and 13. As condensed as it is, it's 6 pages long. But don't be scared, because I'm old and my eyes can't read small print. It's large print with double spacing. So if you printed it, it probably only be 3. I'm going to try to go through it kind of quickly. There's also some messages, some really key messages that God brought to us in the last 2 years. They are on the website. So when I mention them, I can't re-preach them today, but I can encourage you to go back to the website, jot down these titles, and listen to them again. They were very, very key transitional things God was doing in us and is still doing. So please go back and refresh yourself by hearing them again. Or maybe you weren't here and you didn't hear it the first time. I'm just going to read down this. God said back in the beginning of 2012, prayer must become real. Power will release through prayer. Little seeking equals little results. A tornado will enter these doors through prayer. Prayer is the power to bring forth his miracles. A season of real prayer will bring a season of real power and abundant increase. We've been in a opposite of abundant decrease. Prayer will bring the increase. Do not compromise God's vision. God wants teams. Create an atmosphere where people can meet with God. Every area of the church will be filled with anointed ministers. That hasn't happened yet. Prayer will bring that to happen. There is a suddenly time coming. Can't wait for that. Some ministers will fall back. Our musicians will climb into the rafters, into a higher atmosphere, into God's presence. Worship will develop as they spend time with God, first alone, then together. All of the ministers need to do this. Then we will come together to pray in unity. We need to develop a faith that opposes doubt. Then we will prevail to see the miracles. We need to believe it, know it, fight for it, and hold on to it. We need to renew soaking time in his presence. You know, you don't have to write all this down, because I will give you a copy, and it's all here. Just, unless you're not going to take one. My house shall be called a house of prayer. People need to get in their position. 2012 was a big year of telling us all we need to know our place and get in it. God is after the spirit of pride to evict it. God is after the root of the love of money. There must be a deeper repentance, and we must get out of worldliness and distractions. The meek shall he guide in judgment. Quote that God gave me from the Bible, if you take forth the precious from the vile, you shall be my mouth. These are words not just to me. These are to Burning Bush. These are to us. Whoever wants to prepare can claim all of these words. Word, word, word. More word. Steve Basula from Africa was here. He said, you need to be trained, ready to evangelize and plant other churches. Be ready to go where no one has gone and build foundations. God is looking for a people who are ready so he can send them. Consume the word. Thy words were found and I did eat them. To get where Jesus is, you may have to walk on water. He calls us to do the impossible. And that is where grace is found and faith is developed. Patience will bring a mighty release. It tests our motives, removes our worldliness, and refines us to meet God's requirements. You know, we could linger on any one of these. I'm intentionally not doing that because it could take another 2 years. See the kingdom of God and choose to live in it. Crave holiness. Stand fast where he has placed you. We went through the Gethsemane preparation messages. That is one I strongly recommend that you go back on the internet, go to the website, listen to the Gethsemane preparation sermon. That one we actually do have typed out. And if you really want, I actually keep a copy of it in my bathroom. And I read a page or two of it. And when I'm done, I go to the beginning and I read a page or two every time I'm in there that I think of it. Harvey has a copy right in front of his face. We have been reading and devouring that message for God to do it in us because we want that final hour of prayer where the disciples didn't go. We need that hour. We have to go there. So I would strongly suggest you go through the Gethsemane preparation again. Listen to it on the web. If you want, I will give you a printed copy of that. Okay, that study drew us to want to go further in preparing for these hard things that are coming to test the church. What do we want enough to relentlessly pursue it? God is out to destroy pride, Jeremiah 13:10. I had a vision of a mud pit where Jesus led us to go into this deep, gross mud and rescue people. I didn't like the idea of getting all dirty, but when I looked at him, covered in mud, his face covered in mud, and yet he had reached down in that mud and picked someone up, hugged them, loved them, right where they're at, so he could bring them out of that mud. We're going to rescue people who are sinking in mud. We need a deeper humility, more compassion, and God's agape love to flow through us. The Lord told us to preach the kingdom of God. There was another message about the girdle anointing. I don't know if that came to the body or just to the ministers, but the girdle anointing, how God may ask us to do strange things visibly. We have to be willing to do whatever he calls us to do, even if it makes us look really stupid. Eat the word until you own the word. Expect opposition. Expect waiting and timing. Give warnings boldly. There will be times of isolation and silence. Pray to gather the troops. I'll say that later. Test those who say they are prophets. We've had infiltrators in the 2 years that would have really come in here like wolves chewing up our little lambs, and we have tested them. Beware of intruders. A disaster dream of a distant thunder and fire rolling toward us. It came and hit so fast there was no time to think. We had to be ready to just drop to the floor, trust God. 2 out of 3 people died when it hit. Some were in panic. But those of us that just dropped, prayed, sought God, survived it. There's a lot of verses here with that one. I asked the Lord what to do with this vision, and he said, preach the truth, give the warnings, and command repentance so that we would be ready. Another word given to the people as we're seeking breakthrough. As God prepares us for hard things that are coming, we're going to see things differently than they were in the river move. Healing will follow trials of faith and waiting. Miracles will follow periods of testing as we are seeing the opposite of what we expected. Will our faith hold up? Will our love endure? Will we develop character? When the preparations lead to humility rather than praise, will we cry out for more, Lord? Or will we cry, enough, Lord? When others are exalted and we are abased, will we pout and retreat into self-pity? Or can we rejoice that God's exalted through someone else? Is our joy only for our participation in what God's doing? Or will we celebrate his glory alone? When the message we carry angers the hearers, and only rejection and persecution results, will we continue to faithfully speak what the Lord has spoken? When all others flee, will we stand where he has placed us? Or will we follow the crowd to seek safety or acceptance? Where do we seek our confirmation? Only from those who agree with us? When faced with our own sin, will we openly deal with it, or will we hide in the consolation of denial and excuse? To each new level of growth in the Spirit, we will face a breaking, a crushing, exposure, testing, and trials. There is the opportunity for breakthrough or retreat. We must set our sights and our hearts on the joy that is set before us, to endure, to persist, to accept the challenges. The breakthrough is worth it because Jesus is the reward. Joy is set before us. So we will endure and press on to the next level. I'm going to apologize now if you take one. I typed this up really quickly this morning, and there's so many typos in it. I know how to spell some of those words, but you wouldn't believe it. Faith jumps up and down when it believes it before seeing it. God will shake up whatever we're trusting in and depending on. Preach repentance. Preach preparedness. Expose pride, selfishness, confusion. Don't sell yourself. Present Jesus. Know who you are and what you're called to do. Get in your position. We cannot go where he is until we acknowledge where we are. There is purpose in your pain, Philippians 1:12. Unless you change your prayer life, you won't change anything else in your life. Pray like your hair's on fire. Emelina got a kidney. I just want to throw that one in. Important message to review on the website. I printed it in blue so that you could know the titles to go look for them. Gethsemane preparation, eat his flesh, glory mountain, prepare the table, the armor of God, and Jesus is the word of God. Those are some key messages you need to listen to again. We are being prepared for a great release of God and great things that are coming. We have no idea what they are, but they're coming. Having done all, stand. Another vision. These are not all my visions, but I didn't put the names of whose visions they are. It's just they're trusted visions or they wouldn't be on here. Intercession, surrender, dependence only on God was the message of this person's vision. As they just laid on the floor, trusting God, an intercession was going on. They rolled over, broke through a wall right into the room of glory. The word that came with that, we can't rush what God is doing, but every person must be in the right position. That prayer of intercession caused the breakthrough into glory. Like dominoes, each step we take has an effect on many other things. God has opened a door for us, but we have not gone through it yet. disease is coming, and the government does not have the right medicine for it. Only God does. Prepare for war. There was a vision of a praying mantis where God showed us he's putting something in our hands that he wants to birth through our prayer life. Many will come, few will stay. Prepare the way. The sufferings do not compare to the glory that is to be revealed. We must be prepared before the day of the Lord comes upon us. The armor of God is God. Release him. Another vision of a great outpouring. This is your hour to come to the full measure that God has for you. In that vision again, there were lightnings, thundering, shaking, tornadoes hitting in no time. It was too late to prepare. That had to be done in advance. All you could do when it hit, drop to the ground and trust God. We must believe for what is impossible to see yet. G, that's interesting. There's a G on that line with no word. Word of prophecy that was given. The church is going to close The church is going to close due to finances. That word came to us. We almost went out of business and planned on shutting the doors. We don't know yet. We're still in prayer for a miracle month. The same vision, the same prophecy said, we are at a checkpoint. And there's a shifting down in the church. Anybody notice that we've gone down in numbers? It's obvious. That's what I wanted to mention, the word checkpoint. As Harvey and I were praying together, not here, but at home, the thought came to us that in our Christian life, there's so many checkpoints. I mean, we're in, we're committed, we're right where God wants us, we're sold out, we're hungry, we're surrendered, yes, God, whatever happens. But then things change. Something changes and more is required. God says, now I'm asking you this. Now I'm saying something you don't like. Now something hard is hitting. And there's a checkpoint. Who gets past the checkpoint? It's almost like I can see it as a little gate. All these people. And there's been times, seriously, with some of you already, there's been times where we've said, you know, I don't know about so-and-so. I see it. I feel it in the spirit. I'm seeing that they're not content. They're not in agreement. Something is wrong. There's a problem. Are they going to make it through? Or are they going to leave us? We see it on certain people. And we pray. And if possible, we talk to them. And we say what God gives us. And we pray. And we wait. And sometimes they work it out. And they get through the checkpoint. And now they're all surrendered in agreement. And everything is good again. But sometimes they don't get past that checkpoint. Now, I'm talking about the church, but this is true in your life. God brings you to a place in your own life where there's checkpoints. Are you going to move through the checkpoint, work out the issues, and go to the next step? Or is this a place where you decide you have to be somewhere else? That's not for me. These are checkpoints. And in this vision, the person said, we are at a checkpoint, and there is a shifting down. That means some people won't make it through this checkpoint. Something's going to change. There is something we have not yet seen. God is taking us someplace, but we do not have light yet. And we need to look for it in a different way. I have no clue what that means. I am still praying and saying, God, I can do is stand here in my darkness and say, show me the light, show me the light. Where's that light? I'm looking frontward, backward, and everywhere, God, but I can't see it until you turn it on. I don't know what that is yet. I don't even know how to look for it. But I believe it, and I'm open, and I'm praying, show me the light, show me the light, show me the light. What do we need to see? What do we need to do different? We have not done anything wrong. Just something is changing. We are on a journey that will take us in a new direction. We need to hear that to be ready for that. We need to fast, and God will tell us how and give us the time frame. I fasted after I got this word, but I still don't have all the light to the word, and I'm waiting for the time frame. I'm waiting for God to tell me how. What do you want us to fast? When God gives us these words, we need to agree with them, cooperate with them. Shutting down is not His will. That's the most recent word. That's why I gave you all of that one. The Lord said, that's the end of that word, this is another thing. We think, I mean, I'm just giving the word as it is. Interpreting it, I'm not positive. Hold on to what you have heard from the beginning. 1 John 2:20-23. We need to hold on to what God has spoken to us here. Endure, continue, believe it, every bit of it, no matter what we see, think, or feel. Then I will not be ashamed when He comes to fulfill the promise. Some quit. They quit believing. And when He shows up to fulfill it, they're somewhere else going, oh man, it really did happen, but I wasn't there. Some things we have to just hold on to. Burning bush is, these are things we have to hold on to. God has confirmed, confirmed, confirmed. Burning bush is a training center. It's a church with a particular call of training in time ministers. We are being prepared to do that. We are still being trained on how to train. I guess basically that would make you guys the first guinea pigs. We're the first guinea pigs. We're all guinea pigs. We're in the test lab learning how to do it. Once we know how to do it and we're ready, He'll bring 500, the first 500, to begin training them. We're the trainers. We will train and send out to start other fires. We are a rescue church. We're going to rescue people during disasters. Every room will be filled with anointed, ready ministers. This ministry will reach far beyond this place. If we do not pray, prepare, and position, we will miss some opportunities. Big things are coming, and we need to be ready. Prayer is the key to prepare and to usher in these things. We will be different than other ministries. We don't even know what different means yet. It is time to pray, to soak in His presence, and then let the Spirit rise up to pray through us. These 30-minute prayer seasons, I mean, I'm an extremist. I wanted to say, 40 days in your presence. He said 30 minutes before each thing you do. And in that 30 minutes, put on worship music and just listen. Just soak. Just love me. Let me love you. But invite the Holy Spirit. And at the right moment, He will begin to move through your thoughts and what to pray. That's letting Him pray. If we just sit down and begin running our mouth immediately, we're praying from our mind, from our heart. We need to get in His presence so that He rises up in us and we pray according to His will. God wants us to start by praying 30 minutes before everything we do. There is a reason that we named our day ministry Hidden Riches. And there are still hidden things that we have not yet tapped into. We need to seek His face. God is doing a deeper cleansing in us now, and we need to focus on Him. Seek His face. Be in His presence. God is birthing something here through our prayers. Isaiah 66:7-8. Intercession comes as we worship. We need to train our children. These children are going to minister while they're still children. How are they going to do that if we don't train them? We need to begin training them. You know, our kids are hungry for the book of Revelation, for end time stuff. We talked about it again 30 minutes back there this morning, and they just eat that up. They want to be ready. We need radical, unrestricted worship. There will be a sudden increase. A suddenly time is coming. Pray until it happens.